Hey there, I'm Phoebe, and this is Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. All April, we've been spotlighting the music of Stephanie Ann Johnson, an Americana and blues musician from Tacoma, Washington. On our last episode of the month, we'll dive a little deeper into Stephanie's perspective on performing and break down a couple tracks.
Cleaning out the old homestead, Nana can't afford the mortgage alone. But you can't go home. She might bust, she might cry, but when you see the gold dust fly, you know that you can't go home.
In 2013, Stephanie was a finalist on NBC's singing competition show, and they shared what they learned from that experience.
Well, I definitely did it for the wrong reasons. I definitely did it because I wanted to be like the cool kids. I definitely wanted to do it because I wanted to be like, see, I'm just as cool and good as everybody else. But like, who has time for that? You know, who? Like, with people that have children and mortgages and all of this, no one has time for your relentless need to prove to other people that you are worth a damn. Yes, you know, I feel like that was the overall lesson of my time in California. But it also let me see that there are different kinds of musicians, right? We use music for damn near everything, and there is a human musician behind it, usually. There are musicians that write scores, some write operas, some perform in burlesque in ways, some do drag in ways, some work Broadway and theaters, some work cruise ships, and various musicians in various places look down on other musicians in other places doing other work. So that is another lesson I really enjoyed from The Voice, is that there are on every one of those late night shows, what is there? A live band. All those musicians out there are working. So it definitely made me see that I had to first really decide where I wanted to be, and then see how people in that place were doing music and see how I could fit in. Yeah. That's definitely how I found out I enjoy it. Nashville, Tennessee, I have a couple more problems with, but Nashville, good. Especially post Voice, going down there to Nashville and seeing some other people that had been on The Voice since I was there, and being in a songwriter's round and being in a room where everybody in here writes a good damn song, everybody. So what we're doing here is we're sharing and we're learning and we're lifting each other up. Yeah. Like, I like that much more than musical competition.
Throughout the whole month, we've been talking about songs from Stephanie's new album, Jewels, a fantastic body of work that's full of deeply personal songs. We got to hear a little more about the track Apology.
There's a tune called Apology, and at the time I was writing it to someone specific, but also at some point, self-doubt becomes a cudgel and it becomes a destructive thing. And I feel like my self-doubt, my depression, and my anxiety became that cudgel, and how exhausting and terrible it is to hate yourself every day. It's hard. Like who has the energy for this shit? Right. So I feel like that there are a lot of people in that position, people that are dealing with depression, people that are trying to quit drinking or quit using a substance, or people that are dealing with chronic pain or whatever. It's hard. It's hard. It's exhausting to feel these big, hard, heavy feelings every day. And I'm hoping that when people hear this song, that they're able to take a breath and say, Well, at least Stephanie understands what I'm going through, you know.
Here's my first apology. I'm sorry, pretty baby, I've been working on me. Almost a year off, all the decided not to lose, 'cause it gets in the way. Hate yourself every day. Wonder when the feel break and the pain, when you can catch a breath, try to explain.
Family is a consistent theme in Stephanie's music, and we got to see an example of this in The Meaning Behind Jewels, the title track from her album.
So this new record, and it's got my name on it, Stephanie Ann Johnson, and it is called Jewels, because the last song on the record is a hymn. The title, you can find it under, it's called When He Cometh, but I didn't necessarily enjoy that title as much as I enjoy Jewels. And the whole point of this hymn is God already loves you, right? Because so many hymns say to you, you're bad, you're gross. If you don't have God, there's something wrong with you and you're weird. And so basically you have to not be bad for God to enjoy you. This hymn says that all of us, every human, all of the people, that we are God's beloved, that we belong to God, and that what we're doing here on earth is just waiting for when we will be gathered to, I mean, I like to think of it like the stars in the sky. And partially why I think that is in my childhood, like between like eighth grade and my first year in college, I had like 8 family members die. So it was funeral after funeral after funeral in my formative years. And I sang at a couple of those too, which is traumatic to say the very, very least. And when I look up, I picture all of my beloveds like sitting in the box seats in the very back of the theater. Even if I'm singing at a dive bar, I always picture them and I see them, and it helps me feel connected and it helps me feel not alone. And I feel that same way about this song, because I know that there are all kinds of different people out there that have different hearts, different like walks through life, different colors, different experiences, but I want them all to know that they are jewels, that they are shiny and special, and that someone loves them very much. And you don't have to believe in Sky Daddy if that's not your business. It could just be me. I love you individually and, you know, your radio station as a unit. But just that is enough for some people to feel connected, and feeling connected is one of my favorite feelings. And I hope that this record in part gives that to people.
When he cometh, when he cometh to take up his jewels, we are jewels. Precious jewels, he's loved and he's own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, that they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his. Thank you.
That was Jules on Space 101.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in to, sadly, our last episode with Stephanie Ann Johnson. Big thank you to them for taking the time to chat with us. We really appreciate you. Stephanie's on Bandcamp and Instagram at Stephanie Ann Johnson, and you can find show dates and merch on their website, stephanieannjohnsonmusic.com. And if you just can't get enough, these episodes are available on our online archive at space101fm.org. Thanks so much. We'll see you next month.